Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Action. Camera.
Rolling and take seat.
Yeah. Take it away, everybody.
Quick, cut. Line. I need my line. What's my motivation, right?
All right,
what's my motivation?
Okay, what's your motivation, Benny?
Being here on the Dr. Pat Show. That's my motivation.
That's a true right answer, dude. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. We got a great show for you today. And we're adjusting the lights. So I've been in here like how many years?
A long time.
So what's up with the lights?
What do you mean, what's up with the lights?
I feel like I'm being blinded by the light.
Oh, that's a good song.
Blinded.
I know, right? Everyone in the room is like, they're starting humming it.
I'm feeling blinded by the light.
Stuck in your heads all day now.
Okay, so Michelle,
yeah.
Can you lower that and you can raise those?
I'll do it. Benny will do it. There.
Because then we don't want everybody complaining, you're too dark, I can't see you on the camera.
Better?
Okay, better. Thank you. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Took a little bit longer because we're having a party in here today.
We are.
Yeah, coffee.
Coffee talk.
Coffee party. Coffee talk part. How do you say that? Coffee talk.
Why would you say it like
coffee
that?
Talk? How would you say it? Coffee? That, coffee talk.
I think it's easier.
James Van Prock said coffee talk.
Coffee talk. That's James, of course.
You're the East Coaster, Pat.
I know, but I've been adjusted.
You have not.
I have been a little bit adjusted.
No.
Yes, I have. Hold on one second.
Yeah. Are you getting your bearings?
Getting a coffee.
Oh. I have not had any coffee today. And I walked out of there, out of the office, and Heather had the Brazilian, the dark. She's getting that cranked up.
Let's make sure we know what Brazilian you're talking about.
I'm talking about absolutely.
There's more than one. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week.
Organic coffee.
Try the veal.
Yeah. All right. Well, welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. And Brian, thank you for doing the audio on that. He's doing the magic on something that we just produced about 2 seconds ago.
He's the mad mix master right now.
And I'm glad he came in today.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's his day to be here, so.
Oh, okay. That's right. It is. Thanks, Brian. Thanks for coming in early. Brian came in early. That's what it was. Hey, we've got a great show for you today. First of all, I want you to, you know, fasten your seatbelt because we've heard a lot about coffee. And, you know, it's been really quite controversial. It's kind of right up there with sugar. But, you know, part of the problem is that we make these general statements. Somebody goes out and does some study. We make these general statements, and what we don't do is we don't get the detail on it. More importantly, you know, you have to look at what we're doing to our planet, you know, what we're doing to grow things, what the expense and the cost is, what's true and what's not true. So today we're going to be talking about the five dangers lurking in your coffee, in your cup of coffee. Now, not mine and not Benny's, right?
No.
No, because you have the same thing
upgraded.
I have, right? Have you been upgraded? Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
And Michelle, are you upgraded?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you know which one you're drinking?
Papua New Guinea.
Say it so everybody can understand that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Papua New Guinea.
There we go.
All right.
My favorite.
All right.
Easy, Pat. Easy. Calm down over there.
I know.
What
it's really good. This is your favorite?
It is.
I love the dark roast. It's just incredible. But here's the thing that I've discovered. You know, when you take a look at what you put in your body, most of us are reading all of the labels, but we don't really take time to really look at what goes behind growing something. You know, what really separates coffee that is absolutely delicious, healthy for you, is fabulous for the planet, doesn't abuse the God-given resources we have. And then you take a look at the people behind the product, the coffee, Jeff Erickson, for example, the founder and president of Camino Island Coffee Roasters. But more importantly, what are these folks about? You know, what I always find really interesting is when you look at somebody's vision and passion, you find a lot out about them, not just by their words, but you find a lot about them by how they live in the world. You know, it's one thing for us to be sitting here, and we're going to be talking to Jeff in a minute, and talk about, you know, how he is making the difference, how the folks are making the difference at the, you know, at the coffee roasters. But more importantly, why this is so important for us to learn. So today you're going to find out what the health dangers of bad coffee. Well, first of all, what is bad coffee? And you're going to be surprised that most everything that you're drinking probably right now is considered bad coffee. Not what I'm drinking. And today we're going to take you on a journey. We have a fabulous, fabulous in-studio and out-studio gift for all of you today. But when we say roasting, what does that mean? What I got to experience firsthand, I got to visit Michelle and I, right, Michelle?
Yes.
We got to visit the Camino Allen Roasters, right,
ourselves. We did a road trip.
We did a road trip. I was struck by two things. One, I was struck by the beans before they were roasted, and how we couldn't find any bad beans.
We had
in
a
the
hunt.
Barrel.
We were digging.
No bean, no bad beans in the barrel, Benny.
None.
That's
no
a, that's
bad
an appreciated
beans
thing,
in the barrel.
I think, right?
Yeah. It is.
Good, yeah.
I don't care what you do. You know, you're always finding something. But we couldn't even, we had to go to a different barrel, didn't we?
We did. It was
how many
a
barrels
hunt.
Did Jeff
couple,
go to?
A couple, at least.
Yeah. And then I don't even think I recognized, you know.
Yeah, barely.
This is making way for a great joke if you could like write one after that.
You can okay. write one
I'm
after
sorry,
this.
But it's not. But it's just like, oh, hey, how many barrels did you jump into today?
I'm telling sorry. You, you could have jumped. But
I
here's
know.
The thing that we got to watch. We got to watch mm-hmm. them actually being roasted awesome. And then hot off the roaster.
Secret squirrel action there, huh?
Exactly.
Can't tell anybody now.
Exactly.
Nice.
And
nice.
Exactly. But more importantly, what is it about them? Why is organic good? I don't care who you turn to these days. You're reading more and more and more about organic, what it means. And, you know, despite all the people out there that say it doesn't make a difference, wow. Look at some of the latest studies that have come out right now. The latest studies that have come out for people that actually work on farms. And the amount of pesticides in their system and the relationship of those pesticides to chronic illness. Well, Jeff, joining me here today, you're going to hear about the company. We've got something great for you to talk about in terms of a giveaway here today. But more importantly, this is an education for all of us. Burnt is burnt. You know it when you taste it. You know when you're and you drink the coffee anyway. That is absolutely insane that we do that. But today's show is to talk about how to be socially responsible, what the dangers are that you don't even know about, and then what can, all of us can do. Jeff, thank you for joining. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And thank all of you for letting me be here today.
Well, you know, one of the things is that for most people, we don't understand that this is not a one size fits all. And we were talking about this before we came in. You know, there is so much out there right now on bad coffee, and yet we don't understand that there's also good coffee. So today you're going to shine the light on that, aren't you?
Absolutely. We use the word coffee. It's a very small word for yes. a really big world.
Yeah.
Second largest commodity on earth next to oil, and yet we just use this word coffee. And hope that that fits the whole subject.
Okay. So one of the things that I want to do is I want to ask you, given what you do and given you are the founder of this incredible, incredible organization, what are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles that you had to overcome to bring you to this very moment? And I'm going to just do something. Just turn your mic right at you a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Just bring it in a little bit.
I want folks to know about who you are, because to really take the direction that you've taken is not necessarily the easy road in this industry, but it was the only road for you, wasn't it?
It was. It was. So stepping back a little bit, a few years back, I graduated with a theology degree and absolutely did not have any passion to go down that road, but had all the passion in the world for business.
Mm.
So I learned to compartmentalize my life and leave the theology on a back shelf and go forward with business. Became very successful until a little later in life when another few compartments opened up and my life came crashing down. And I realized that to live a holistic life You have to live through all your compartments. You have to make them all work for you.
Right.
And that is when we started our coffee company and created what we call a social business, which is uniting what we really believe about life with the practice of business.
One of the things that I think we all get faced with these days is doing the right thing instead of necessarily doing things right. In your case, you do both. You know, you do the right thing and you do what you do right. And I wanted to talk a little bit about what that means. What does it mean to be a socially responsible company? What have you done outside of what people would normally think about in business? How have you set this up so everybody wins, Jeff?
Well, we know that the people that purchase our coffee put us in a position of trust. We take that very seriously. We make sure that in every step of the process that we're trustworthy. But really, our customer is the farmer that grows the coffee. That's who we really work for. We have 32 villages that we have helped to become completely sustainable, have a life, a future, educate their children, have health care. That really is who we do our work for. We just need customers to purchase the product, and so we put ourselves in a position of trust so that they know when they buy a product from us, they're getting the very best.
You know, this is really, the conversation is kind of interesting in that I found out recently that, you know, my family, those folks that went to Brazil are coffee growers. Now, I don't know much about what they grow and how they grow it and what they do with that. But it was interesting to kind of go full circle with things. You know, all of us have to try to sleep at night, I think. And we have to ask ourselves, you know, are we doing things that are right? And are we taking care of the bigger picture on the planet? When we come back from break, we're going to talk to Jeff about what it is that he does every day that makes this particular company, this particular coffee stand out. And not just the taste of the coffee, but what is it about social responsibility? And what is the role that each and every one of us play? So are we in a place of modern day slavery? Now, many of you know how I feel about that, but when we come back, we'll talk about this and we'll talk about what role each of us can play to move away from that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Always speak critically. I should know they are no good for me. 'Cause you're hot, then you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. You're in the... I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Kathy is in, and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk
Radio. Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Slippery elm and marshmallow root. Some simple, effective help for acid reflux or inflammation anywhere in the gastrointestinal tract. Slippery elm bark or marshmallow root can be taken in powder form, shaken up with water or juice, or prepared as a tea to provide soothing and healing relief. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Benny's correcting me because I got the boom hitting the bam.
It's bumping there. Can you pull it away a little bit there? You got it? You got it? All right. Oh, still rubbing. Rubbing is racing, Pat. Rubbing is racing. You're having some issues today, I think.
We'll fix it on the next break.
No, I like to fix it lifetime.
There we go.
See that good?
Did we get it?
I think okay, I'm going to do it.
There we go.
Yeah, everybody, welcome back to the show. Welcome back. The 5 dangers. Lurking, yes. I don't know if they're lurking so much. They're so obvious. They're jumping up at you. They're biting you on the lip and you don't even know it.
Ouch.
Lurking in your cup. I'm telling you, it's like, I was doing the commercial, which Brian's working on right now. And I got to the second, let's call it danger. And I read it. And then naturally at the end of the commercial, I went, yuck. So that's part of the commercial, guys. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to the show. You know, this is really kind of cool. Jeff, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
You know, it's one thing to be drinking your coffee. It's another thing to have you here so you could talk about something you're so passionate about. Modern day slavery. Honestly, if we don't really get that that's going on right now, you know, we're just not on top of current events, I don't think. But from your point of view, that's some strong language. Tell us about that. And why is coffee partially responsible for this?
Well, first of all, coffee is grown around the equator, between the tropics of Capricorn, tropics of Cancer, poorest regions of the world. That happened on purpose, by the way.
Did it really? Yeah.
The coffee trade hundreds of years ago oppressed the prices, oppressed the people, which, by the way, created great consumerism and a lot of profit in the middle. So really what this whole movement is turning coffee consumers into coffee prosumers.
Mm-hmm.
I realize life is busy. I realize that things are crazy. But again, because our customers have put us in a position of trust, we do that hard work, and they know that when they purchase a coffee from us, that the work has been done and that the people are getting a fair price and having a great future.
Well, you know, part of this is really understand that, you know, people that are working these days and in some of these industries, coffee growers, other places as well, pennies is what they're getting paid, if anything at all. And they're not really looking. And so this idea of fair trade came up. and what does that mean? You know, you having these villages and what I was struck by was the fact that you actually go visit your villages and you get to see firsthand what's happening. You know, I believe in vibration. I really do believe in vibrational energy. And so everyone that's out there growing this coffee for you, you know, they're at a place of gratitude and being treated really well. How does that philosophy filter through your organization?
Well, it's dramatic. Mm-hmm. But, you know, more importantly is when you walk with the poor, mm-hmm. what they teach you is so much greater than anything you could do
right.
supposedly to help them. I have learned so much in traveling to our villages and working with our people. It's just been a life-changing experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about coffee, because I love talking about this. I grew up drinking coffee all my life. Then all of a sudden the press came out, coffee's no good for you. So I think we need you to shine the light on this because whenever we make generalizations about things, for example, you know, a sister product, and I say a sister product is cocoa and, you know, blanket statement, chocolate is good for you. They were not really looking at the chocolate bars that sit on the counters. That is really not, but they come out with a blanket statement. Let's talk about, from your perspective, what's wrong with most of the coffee floating out around out there that we put in our grocery carts and take home and make?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, you know, coffee is such a simplistic word, and it is an amazing industry. However, there are two main types of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Arabica coffee, and there's the Robusta coffee, which is a hybrid type of coffee. If it's in a can, just walk on by because that's going to be a Robusta. However, there's a lot of blends out there, house blends, you know, roaster specials, whatever, that are mixed with Robusta. That drives the cost down for the producer. Be really careful what agribusiness promotes, what big business promotes, because usually they're promoting it for their own good. We only carry high elevation Arabica coffee.
Wow.
So if for the two types, throw one type out, 30%, 40% of the coffee market, throw it in the garbage. Stay with the 60, 70% that's left, which is the Arabica. Now get it at a high elevation. Make sure it's grown in the shade. Coffee was created to be grown in the shade. It grows slower. It's less acidic, has less caffeine. Agribusiness loves to mow the trees down, get rid of the rainforest. Makes the coffee grow faster, but it's also what causes a lot of the acid reflux and the GERDs and all kinds of problems. So get the shade over the tree. By the way, cocoa works the same way. Get the shade over the tree.
Well, you know, part of this is understanding about what some of these things are that we're doing with all of our. Yeah, I mean, you know, coffee is a perfect example because we're really putting down the coffee now. You know, we're really drinking coffee like there's no tomorrow. In a lot of ways. And we don't really understand, you know, from a point of view, how it affects our system. But, you know, we talked about grocery store coffee because I don't know what else to call it. You go in your grocery store and there it is. And it comes in many different sizes now. Let's talk a little bit about that. And now you got these fancy dancy coffee. Who came up with this coffee? This fancy dancy coffee machine that you put a little plastic cup
in. Oh, don't even go there.
I have to. I can't mention the brand name, but I have to mention this. Because first of all, hello, you're going to take the little plastic cup. It's plastic. So think about how many of those little plastic things you're shoving in there and what that does to the planet. But why do we think that is good coffee? Is it the novelty of that thing, or what is that?
You know, Americans.
Do you know what I'm talking about? I can't mention the name.
I do. Americans love sizzle. They love sizzle. And you know what? That canned coffee that I told you not to drink.
Yeah.
That you were paying maybe $6 or $7 for at the grocery store, which just basically creates brown acidic water. That coffee all of a sudden goes to $50 a pound when you put it in those little plastic creamer cups.
Wow.
And Americans buy it and they're proud of it. And it's like, you've got to be kidding me.
That's what I said. Not to mention the cost of a coffee pot.
Not to mention
$400 for a cost of a coffee pot.
12 to 14 million of those cups this last year went into landfills.
Right. Yeah.
And these are the same people that will tell you that they believe in environmental responsibility And they're chucking those pieces of plastic in the landfill at an alarming rate. It's just incredible.
It is. And, you know, but the other thing is, where do we get the idea that this even tastes good? I mean, I think that we've all become desensitized with things. I grew up in an Italian family. And one of the things that my grandfather and grandparents always, first of all, the coffee we got, there wasn't an English word on the packing. It wasn't not a, you know, you could some fancy medallion or something on there. And sometimes my grandfather would get it and there's no medallion. It come in a brown sack bag. What is that sack? Yeah. Like, and so there was always fresh coffee out there for anybody that came over. And I remember as a child just how absolutely delicious this was. And I think we've lost the sense of that until now. And I wanted to ask you guys, you know, why did you, Jeff, go in the direction that you went in with this? Because this is huge to take on a multi-billion dollar industry in this way and say, wait a minute, stop the presses. Literally, that was a little pun. Got that? Stop
French
the presses.
Press, press.
Yeah. Stop the presses. You know, let's take a look at what we're putting in our body. And there's another way to do it.
Well, the good news is the big companies will never try to compete with me. Because it wouldn't be financially feasible for them to do that.
Oh, their, so you stay under the radar.
Their shareholders nice. Wouldn't be real happy. So,
yeah, that's
you know,
the way we are too here.
You know what? Here's a newsflash.
Yeah.
Coffee is a bakery item. In the olden days, your coffee roaster would stand on the street corner, roast the coffee. You'd go down and get your day's coffee.
Yeah.
We roast and ship our coffee every 24 hours. If you're in Florida and you order coffee, we're going to overnight it to you and you're going to get it at express mail. We believe coffee is a bakery item. I guarantee you, once you try coffee as a bakery item, it'll be really tough to go to that old, stale grocery store coffee that dates their coffee. Their good till date is a year out from roasting.
Seriously?
1 year. Go look.
That's crazy.
It's
well,
crazy.
You know, I it's hard for me to imagine that, you know, a year out. Of anything, a year out of any. But we do that in our society. I mean, we have a special giveaway today. And the giveaway is something we've never done before. And I want to just tell everyone a little bit about it. For those of you out there, you're not going to call our regular toll-free number because we just can't handle the magnitude of this here in the studio. But this is a special offer that... Jeff and his team have put together, which we'll talk to you about when we come back from the break. But here it is in just a short soundbite of it. For those of you that are listening to this now or the replays of this, you're going to be able to receive a free introductory pound of the most popular single origin coffee that Camino Island Roasters had. Jeff is going to talk about it when we come back. We're going to take a short break. Now, not my 800 number. We got a brand new 800 number just for this. And we'll tell you exactly how this works when we come back from break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Everybody, get your disco shoes on. That's what I'm talking about. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The five dangers lurking in your cup of coffee, the good and the bad, with Jeff Erickson, Camino Island Coffee Roasters. Now, here's the deal. We have never done anything like this before, and I just want to say it. It's actually not us doing it. It's Jeff and his organization that have put together something unprecedented for all of you. Because it's one thing to talk about what sets them apart, but it's another thing to experience it. And, you know, that's what Michelle and I have gotten to do. We've actually gotten to taste the difference between, and you know, who knew, Michelle, right in our own backyard.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Chris, hey, Chris, if you're listening to this, our WBLQ affiliates, I'm sending you some coffee. Chris, you hear me? You guys at WBLQ, you're going to get some coffee. Because you know that there is a fundamental difference in what we drink. You know what's really interesting? I got to learn something very interesting. And Jeff, maybe you can talk to this right before, you know, we or maybe after we make the announcement. There's a difference in the color of the coffee. And I found that so fascinating to really look at that. It's almost as if there's this reddish tone to really good coffee. And there is this grayish tone to this other coffee. And it was so interesting that I went out to a friend's place, and especially after drinking this coffee, and they poured the coffee, and my friend added some cream to it, and it was gray. And I don't even quite understand that, but everybody's going to get to experience this themselves. So what I want to do is, before we address the color issue and some other things, especially when we talk about certified organic, what I would love for you to do is share what you guys have put together for our listeners today.
Well, thank you. You can go onto our website and you can see that at any time you can purchase a pound of coffee.
Yeah.
That is not the main part of our business. The main part of our business is people that receive regular shipments of coffee. But 1 pound of coffee is $16.95. Let me first of all remind everyone that to us, a pound of coffee is 16 ounces. To the grocery store, a pound of coffee is 11 ounces or 12 ounces. So if you go to the grocery store.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Absolutely. Know that a pound of coffee is 11 or 12 ounces. Our coffee is 16 ounces. That's what we were taught years ago, and I'm not smart enough to change things. So we charge $16.95 for that pound of coffee, and we are willing to send a pound of that coffee to every listener absolutely free if they will just cover our shipping and handling charge. You'll notice if you go on our website, our shipping and handling is always $8.95. If you will pay the $8.95, we will send you the pound of coffee.
Exactly. So here's what is going to happen for those of you out there. For the first 250 listeners, that's all of you out there, who call our toll-free number, which isn't the Dr. Pat Show. It's a special number that has been set up. And it is 855-438-8671. Or another way to think about that is 855-GET-TOP-1, the number one. So 855-GET-TOP, the number one. For the first 250 listeners who call in, Jeff is going to give away this free introductory full pound, 16 ounces, of the most popular single origin coffee. Tell everybody what that coffee is, Jeff.
It is our coffee from New Guinea, Papua New Guinea coffee. And let me tell you something. Coffee is a very absorbent material. We say it's nature's most absorbent material. It's nature's sponge. And it is grown with cocoa right alongside of it. And it absorbs those cocoa tones. And it is phenomenal coffee.
Oh, my gosh. So here's what you have to do. And you can do this. This special is going to be going on for a while. If you're listening to an archive of this, it doesn't matter. For many of you who are downloading this from iTunes, it doesn't matter. The toll-free number is 855-GET-TOP-1, the number one, or 855-438-8671. And we'll tell you a little bit about why we say top one. But here it is. All you have to do is pay for the shipping on this. So you get your free pound of coffee, and you get to enroll for free in your Coffee Lovers Club. So tell everybody about the club, because this is kind of cool.
Yeah. So first of all, let's go back to that pound of coffee for your listeners.
Right.
If they're just crazy about dark coffee, I'd like to remind them dark coffee is not burnt coffee.
Right.
And they can call in and request a dark coffee if they would prefer.
Okay.
We'd be glad to get it for them. If they have an espresso machine, call in and let us know, because we have a special coffee for espresso. And if you think, and I'm going to use the word think, you can't handle caffeine, we also have a completely organic Swiss water processed decaf, and we would be glad to extend the offer. We want everyone to be a part of this offer, so don't feel left out. I just put the New Guinea out there because it's my favorite and it's our most popular coffee.
All right. So this is the way you do this. And I'm going to keep mentioning it throughout the show now. Just call, give them a call. There's a special call center that's set up for all of you Dr. Pat listeners. And it doesn't matter where you live to in the United States to do this. 855-438-8671 or 855-GET-TOP-1. Why do you say top one?
Because we only carry the top 1%, and if you want to be really literal, the top 0.5% of the world's coffee supply. All high-grade Arabica, all shade-grown, all fairly traded, all certified organic coffees, and we only buy the top grade, which is 40 imperfect beans or less per pound, and there's 2,000 beans in a pound. So these are extremely high-grade, hand-sorted beans, and I can talk all day about it, but the proof is in that cup of coffee. And once you get your pound of coffee, you are literally going to be blown away.
Well, again, 855-438-8671. That's the toll-free number you're going to want to call in for this. And I love what you did, is if people want to request decaf or they want to request something else, that's perfect. Just let the folks that are picking up the phones know about that. All right. Organic. We've heard the term a lot. We're still learning about what that means and what it doesn't mean. But there's a difference between organic, there's a difference between natural, because that word gets used a lot, and certified organic. Tell us the difference and tell us where you stand.
There's a huge debate about organics.
I know.
When it comes to produce grown in America, just debate on. But I'm not in that business. I am in the business of importing a product from a third world country where America still sells chemicals that were outlawed in America since 1960. Highly carcinogenic chemicals that have been proven to create all kinds of health detriments. We are still selling those products and putting it on nature's most absorbent material, which is sucking that chemical up, and then we're importing it back and drinking it and wondering why we have so many health effects and issues. Now, the doctors that say quit drinking coffee, it's not good for you, when it comes to that issue alone, they're right. But if your coffee is certified organic, it has four times the antioxidants of green tea. There are more Americans get more antioxidants from coffee than they do today from fruits and vegetables. I realize that's sad. We're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Nevertheless, we are drinking coffee, so let's make sure that the coffee we are ingesting is the healthiest product that it can be.
Well, and I think this is what I'm saying. When you get back to some of the origins that my grandfather and my grandparents really practiced, and they lived a really long life. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, my uncle is 93, just turned 93. My aunt and uncle. So whatever they were doing together. And you talk about love and coffee. You know, it's hard to imagine. But, you know, I think all of us have gone through the reality of drinking coffee that is full of carcinogens and other things, because afterwards we don't feel well. I mean, we know this. Yet we don't really understand the details of that. You know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, what it is that you do. And let's talk about that date that you mentioned that gets slapped on the coffee. I mean, what is a good range? You know, we're not growing potatoes here. I mean, we buy potatoes in this country and there's the little eyes that grow. You know how long it takes to grow an eye on a potato? The reality of that? And we go to our grocery store and that's what we're buying. But the dates we put on coffee, I mean, how long does it take to grow mold?
Not long at all. And, you know, Americans, we believe what we're told.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's take the subject of decaf just as a simple concept. You know, Americans think they need to drink decaf because they're getting too much caffeine.
Right.
When if they would just buy shade-grown coffee, they would eliminate so much of that caffeine. Hmm. And they go and buy decaf coffee and don't even realize that the FDA does not require it to be registered what chemicals are used to decaffeinate coffee. Methylene chloride is the number one chemical used to decaffeinate coffee. It's also the number one ingredient in paint thinner, for the love of Pete.
Wow.
And nobody knows this, and they're wondering why they're so sick. We have absolutely no disclosure on the products that we are purchasing. We only use a Swiss water process method for decaf, which means it's literally boiled in water. Let's just deglorify this thing. We take the beans, we boil it in water, get the caffeine out of it, and then you purchase it. Mm. If you want a lot less caffeine and you want all the flavor, then we carry a half calf that you're more than welcome to get. But please don't think that by taking the caffeine out of the coffee that you have taken and made it a healthy coffee. You've actually created all kinds of toxins, and you're going to be ingesting those.
But we do a great job of putting that marketing spin on it, Jeff.
We do.
I mean, that's kind of what we're talking about here.
We do. You know, our parents told us for years, quit roasting the marshmallows till they're burnt. It's a carcinogen.
Yeah.
And yet we suck ashtray down every day when we buy a latte and go, wow, that's really good burnt coffee. Yeah. It's also mirrors the problems with caffeine overdose.
Mm.
Ash sensitivity is huge in America. And the thing is, so many people think they're caffeine sensitive. If you can eat a candy bar, or you can drink a tea, or you can have a Coke and go to bed, trust me, your problem may not be caffeine, because there's more caffeine in those than there is in good coffee.
Mm-hmm.
What you may be is ash sensitive, which has the same side effects, mirrors the same issues of over-caffeination. And you are sucking down burnt coffee so often that it is building up in your system and causing you all kinds of huge health detriments.
Mm. Well, you know, and this is kind of interesting, because we drink coffee all the time and then we'll blame it on the brand. like we'll say, oh, I don't like that, whatever that, you know, whatever that coffee brand is. And then we go get another one and we say, oh, I don't like that. And you go do it over and over and over again. And you don't realize that, you know, there's something, systemic going on with coffee. We just don't get that.
You made the comment earlier about the reddish.
I did.
Tints,
I'm visual.
Tints.
So yeah, exactly.
Well, it's huge. And let me tell you why. This is agribusiness's answer to you in the way they handle things. First of all, it's a bakery item. Remember that.
Right.
And this coffee is dated for a year out.
Right.
By the way, let's don't even talk about mold yet. Let's just talk about stale. Okay.
Yes.
And so what they do is they mask that stale flavor by over-roasting the coffee, convincing you that burnt coffee is what you want. No, you wanted dark coffee, not burnt coffee. But you're going to get burnt coffee because that creates a taste profile that won't taste old. It's so burnt you couldn't taste old if your life depended on it. So they have totally dictated to us what our taste profile is. Now, let's talk about mold. We know about mold, right?
Oh, yeah, we do here.
The mold content in old coffee is 400 times what the EPA allows in clean water.
Mm.
The chemical components in coffee, the mold contents in coffee, the ash issues in coffee, and yet we're getting more antioxidants from our coffee than from our fruits and vegetables. That's why we felt from the beginning that we had been put in this position of trust, and it was our job to make sure that our prosumers knew that they could not both help the farmers in third world villages, but get the healthiest coffee available.
Well, you know, let's take a short break. When we come back, Jeff, we're going to talk about, you know, what people can know, what they could do, how they can become part of the club. And I want to mention again what the special offer is today. I noticed a couple of you calling into the show. This is a toll-free number, not for the show. It's a separate toll-free number, and you're going to have, you know, plenty of time to do it. We don't want to rush you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let the Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. For those of you out there that did not get all the information about the giveaway today, I just want to make sure there's one thing that you need to have, and that is the phone number, because that's what you're going to be able to do throughout the day, throughout the week, is call that number, 855-438-8671, 855-GET-TOP-1. And all you need to do is say what kind of coffee you want and pay for the shipping, and you'll be good to go. This is shade-grown, certified organic, fair trade, and we have it from our folks right in our own backyard here. Jeff, thanks for joining us. What are the best websites to give out for people today?
Well, really the easiest one to remember, we just gave a phone number, put a www at the beginning of it, and put Get Top One, and it'll take you right there also.
All right. Let's talk about, you know, the club for a minute, the Coffee Lovers Club. Why did you set that up? And you know, people love to chat about this, but, you know, tell everyone what's available to them.
Well, first of all, the word club is a scary word. So let's start out by saying our version of club is more of a at-home coffee management system. There's no strings attached, no commitments. You're not getting hoodwinked and wrangled into something that you can't get out of. So let's first of all, kind of get rid of that word, even though we do say the Coffee Lovers Club. But here it is. We're a bakery. Coffee's a bakery item. We get asked all the time, what store can we buy this? Well, doesn't that kind of, you know, hurt this whole aspect of fresh coffee? So we have built our company around prosumers. These are people that say, you know what, I want to be a part of this. I want this healthy coffee, and I want to be able to change the world with my coffee purchases. And they get a subscription of coffee, which then helps us to go back and purchase land to help third world farmers to become landowners. So it's a full circle. It's instead of complaining about your groceries and the price of your groceries, hold your dollar high and say there's power in this dollar, and with this dollar I will help to change the world. And that is essentially the whole movement that we are starting. It's getting proactively connected with your grocery purchases and realizing that instead of complaining, we can have power. We can be completely fortified and help the people that are in need.
Well, you know, this is part of what we mean by pay it forward. We have a pay it forward campaign on the show as well. But it's really kind of looking at people and making sure that we're doing the right thing for folks. And, you know, this modern slave, I don't even know the term for it, but what's going on now internationally in terms of labor is just, it's an atrocity, you know, to have people that are so young doing horrible work in horrible conditions. And this is really something that you've done differently for folks to understand the importance of that. What do the people say when you visit the villages?
Hi. You know what? They don't sit there and whine and tell us thank you. And without us, they wouldn't be anywhere, because that's not the way we have built our system. We hold their hand and walk through this journey of sustainability with them. But we are not their great white hope. We are not there to save them. We are there to be partners with them. Americans love to issue mandates. I don't issue mandates. I reward for good behavior. So we pay much more for our green coffee beans, but the day they open a bag of chemicals, they get one-third of the price that they get by growing it organically. The day they remove the rainforest to grow coffee faster in the sun, they get one-third the price. Mm. The day they force their kids to quit school so that they can get some more money, they lose the price of their green beans. Mm. So we actually reward for good behavior, and it totally changes things. Here's the other thing. By working with these people over a period of time and helping them to own their own dirt, there's something in the human spirit about working your own dirt. And once you own your own dirt, we say land first, then hope, then life.
Wow.
And Americans love this whole thing about, we make this statement all the time, teach a man to fish.
Right.
Instead of giving him a fish.
Right.
And I say that's a bunch of baloney. Mm-hmm. They don't even have a pond.
Right.
So what we do is we help them to dig the pond. Then we teach them to fish. And what will happen at that point is they will teach their neighbors to fish. By the way, they may rent them a section of their pond to start out with. We now have 24,000 villagers whose lives are generationally changed around this concept of coffee. And that, to me, is a life-changing impact.
Wow. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us here today. And we're going to be doing lots more of this. And thank you for the incredible giveaway. We'll make sure that folks know about this and play it on all of our networks as well. Last question. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
You know, one of the things that I'm dealing with right now, being a type A-driven person with impact as my first, middle, and last name, is that sometimes the journey is the destination.
Oh, yeah.
We're not always going to reach our goals, because maybe that goal wasn't what it should have been. But sometimes the journey is really what's important. And I'm dealing with that daily right now. It's like, you know what? This journey is my destination. I will never arrive. I'll just keep moving through this journey.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining us here today. For those of you out there, I'm going to mention it one more time. If you missed any part of this, we are giving away, for those of you that were here for the original part of this, we are giving away, thanks to our Camino Island Roasters, we're giving away a pound of coffee to the first 250 listeners who call their toll-free number, which is 855-GET-TOP-1, 855-GET-TOP-1, or go to the website www.gettop1.com. All right, everyone, let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the show. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.